Ezekiel, chapter 17. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle, and speak a parable to the house of Israel. And say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, a great eagle with great wings and long pinions, full of feathers, which had diverse colors, came to Lebanon, and took the top of the cedar. He cropped off the topmost of its young twigs, and carried it to a land of traffic, he set it in a city of merchants. He also took of the seed of the land, and planted it in a fruitful soil, he placed it beside many waters, he set it as a willow tree. And it grew, and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and its roots were under him, so it became a vine, and brought forth branches, and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers, and, look, this vine bent its roots toward him, and shot forth its branches toward him, from the rose of its plantation, that he might water it. It was planted in a good soil by many waters, that it might bring forth branches, and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a goodly vine. Say, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, will it prosper? Will he not pull up its roots, and cut off its fruit, that it may wither, that all its fresh springing leaves may wither? And not by a strong arm or many people can it be raised from its roots. Yes, look, being planted, will it prosper? Will it not completely wither, when the east wind touches it? It will wither on the rose where it grew. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Say now to the rebellious house, don't you know what these things mean? Tell them, look, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem, and took its king, and its princes, and brought them to himself to Babylon. And he took of the royal seed, and made a covenant with him, he also brought him under an oath, and took away the mighty of the land. That the kingdom might be base, that it might not lift itself up, but that by keeping his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and many people. Will he prosper? Will he escape who does such things? Will he break the covenant, and yet escape? As I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, surely in the place where the king dwells who made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he broke, even with him in the midst of Babylon he will die. Neither will Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company help him in the war, when they cast up mounds and build forts, to cut off many souls. For he has despised the oath by breaking the covenant, and look, he had given his hand, and yet has done all these things, he will not escape. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, as I live, surely my oath that he has despised, and my covenant that he has broken, I will even bring it on his own head. And I will spread my net on him, and he will be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, and will enter into judgment with him there for his trespass that he has trespassed against me. And all his places of refuge with all his bands will fall by the sword, and those who remain will be scattered toward every wind, and you will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will also take of the lofty top of the cedar, and will set it, I will crop off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. In the mountain of the height of Israel I will plant it, and it will bring forth boughs, and bear fruit, and be a majestic cedar, and under it will stay all birds of every wing, in the shade of its branches they will stay. And all the trees of the field will know that I, Yahweh, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, Yahweh, have spoken and have done it.